if you take yourself back to when you were doing that campaign, what was it like to have that camera crew following you around everywhere you went?
Well, it was awkward. You know, you're at a person's doorstep, which is already an intrusion into their private life, you know, and behind you sits a camera. Or you're at a polling place and you're visiting with people as they're coming to make a very personal decision, usually private decisions as to who they vote for, and you're talking to somebody and behind you sits a camera crew. Now, the professionalism of the crew was impeccable. So they, to the greatest extent possible, made that as workable a process as possible. But it was awkward at times, certainly, especially in a district like ours where it is a predominantly small town district. We don't, and I'll put myself into this category, we don't like to see cameras, you know. But the crew was great to work with.
And then you run a number of campaigns since then. How has your campaign style changed, or how has the experience changed for you?
Well, we have dug into the work of being a state rep as an incumbent. So if it's talking about what we have done and what our hopes and dreams are for Texas State University San Marcos, or whether we're working on and visiting about our vision for preserving and conserving the Hill Country, those issues are issues that now I've got direct experience working on and with. And so the life of a candidate who is an incumbent, by definition, is different than that of a challenger. And I've really, more than I ever would have imagined, have enjoyed the purposefulness of this job.
Yeah, can you talk about that? I mean, when we watch the movie, we see you sort of as an outsider coming in. And what has it been like once you actually got in there?
Well, you end up working on things that you didn't anticipate working on. For example, the fact that cancer kills 37,000 Texans a year was not a statistic I was aware of on a macro statewide level. And the opportunity to work to create the Cancer Institute in the 2007 session and pass Proposition 15 and then move forward last session to fund it, and have to see that institute now living and breathing and here very shortly beginning to change people's lives. The opportunity to work on those issues has been something that's been, first of all, very purposeful for the district, but also something that you end up working on things that you'd never anticipate. In 2002, and I was a 23-year-old kid candidate, you never knew you'd have the opportunity to work on.
And has Texas changed in this time? Are the issues that we're facing it in 2002 the same as the issues we're dealing with now?
The people in our district, although District 45 is a fast-growth district, the values and the perspectives of the people in District 45 have not changed. And in Texas, largely, haven't changed either. I think we're a pro-business state that values education, and we could do some things better, but we are also better off than many other places. In our district, we're united in the three counties I represent by the need for greater road infrastructure and more secure source of water, and we've got great, strong public schools, but we could always do better by them, and Texas State's getting better every day. Those issues were true then in 2002 and they're true today in 2009. And I think the challenges facing the district that I've had the fortune of representing the last 7-8 years are very much the same, and at some, in certain respects, more acute. For example, water. In protecting and conserving our groundwater in the Hill Country, not only for the next 5 years, but the next five generations. That is a more acute issue today on account of the fast growth nature of Western Hays County and Blanco County.
And have you ever gone back and watched the movie and noticed anything that's maybe that you would have done differently if you were going to do it all over again?
Well, I've seen the movie maybe maybe two times in its entirety. So I have not gone back and watched the movie frequently. I will say that the few times that I've seen it, it's a warts and all, you know, experience. Laugh at how naive and at times awkward I was, you know, many times in that movie. I think it was certainly a learning experience. When my opponent in that campaign, then Representative Green, challenged me to a series of debates across the district, that was both the worst thing that happened at the time, I thought, and the best thing that happened in hindsight. Some of those scenes, the debate footage, for example, in Johnson City at that Blanco County Courthouse, or you know, I look back and just cringe at my presentation, and you know, but I think that's similar to what you do anytime you see yourself on film, and certainly I've had the opportunity to mature and grow and learn and improve as a candidate and as a elected official and those things. So it's a warts and all experience. Anybody who's viewing this clip, if you do watch the movie, know that they did not gloss over or miss the bad stuff. They took it all in, and I think that's a credit to Paul Steckler and his team, who both shot it and cut it and edited it, because they gave you an honest depiction of what that campaign was like. Yeah, I think that's the highest compliment you can give a filmmaker.
And if the audience sort of takes away one thing from the movie, what do you think that should be?
That voters in Texas can be independent-minded if you present them with an alternative. Ours was a conservative district then, and it's a conservative district now. But voters reward hard work. And I hope that people who watch it take it as a affirmation of the political process, and that it can be one that responds to shoe leather and hard work and a campaign that was about the issues that mattered to that district. And I'm more affirmed today, my belief in the political process, than I've ever been. And that film gives you an honest depiction of, first of all, how hard the political process can be, but also how a small group of people can actually impact it. And I hope that's what people take away from it. That's certainly what I have. And I think it's a testament to the filmmakers who captured it in its entirety so honestly.